Public Safety meeting of February 24th, 2020, to order. First, we have the approval of minutes in front of you from February 10th regular meeting. Any corrections or anything you see?
I move we approve them as written.
Councilman Dahl, a motion to approve.
A second.
All in favor? Aye. We have your claims in front of you that has been submitted from the council to the Board of Works. Any questions or concerns about the claims?
I'll move we approve as submitted.
A second.
Okay. Council Lady Ash and Councilman Dahl seconds it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we got further discussion and approval of the request from Washington Catholic Schools to paint the curbs yellow in front of the elementary school on the east side of Northeast 2nd and to add more signage to accommodate dropping off the and picking up the children. Me and Brian, street commissioner, has talked about this, and I'm going to have Brian give a little insight of what he witnessed and what he's talked to the WC school about.
So, since the last Board of Public Works meeting, I've been up there 7 times in the morning and 4 times in the afternoon and observed what's happening at what particular time, observed traffic patterns, drop-off patterns, are they blocking intersections, if so, when. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't, in the morning or the afternoon, witness anything that would truly be, and there may be, I was only there 7 times out of probably, what, a 200-day school year, so doesn't make me an expert on Washington Catholic pickup and drop-off.
But right.
I didn't see anything that ever clogged the system up. So some of the things that we saw, they were kind of localized down to maybe like 1 or 2 parents that kind of maybe backed up the system or certain parking situations. So I met with Principal Edwards this morning, and I gave her a temporary trial that she could try out. I let the school borrow about 25 of our cones, and I made her some signs that basically channeled all the traffic all the way up against the curb, and probably 2/3 of that entire block would be coned off. And then there'll be a pick up and drop off area number 1, 2, and 3 within that coned off area all the way against the curb. One at the north end of the steps, south end of the steps, and one in the middle. She really liked the idea. She wants to try it. So her and I both are asking the board to once again table this. Mm-hmm. We'd like to run this trial and see what happens. We did it today in the afternoon. It ran flawlessly. Part of her problem is she's got the school pickup and drop-off folks are kind of on one way of doing things, and the Cardinal Care folks are on another way of doing things. And one of her goals is to get everyone on the same pickup and drop-off system and schedule. Mm-hmm. And how they do it. So she was really open to trying this, and her and I are both asking the board to table this once again while we do this trial and see what the outcome of it is. If it doesn't work, then, you know, this is certainly, what their original request could still certainly be on the table. After I kind of explained to her what I saw and when I saw it and how I saw it, she kind of agreed that maybe something that they could just put out each day instead of something permanent might be a better solution to get them where they need to be. So, and I also did a little research on another school system that has very limited parking, has very, very tight pickup and drop-off area. She's going to reach out to that school because my understanding is they have an airtight, ironclad way of doing it, and it is just almost foolproof in how they do it. So she's going to reach out to them and talk to them about how they do it and what they do. So that's where it's
going. Yeah, I asked Brian to look at this, and I went up there and looked at it myself prior to that, and I agree there's signage already there. there's quite a bit of signage. I just hate to add more signage right now without trying this and see if this works. Because once you add the signage, it's just, you know, it's hard to remove. But I think I've seen pictures, what Brian was talking about. I think this will work for them. They're going to try it and get back with us. So, you know, our decision is to, if you like, to table this.
Yeah, I think he's done a good job. I'd move the table.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. All in favor?
Aye.
I think that's a good thing. Okay, very good. Thanks, Brian. Discussion approval of contract with SIDC for administrative service in connection with the OCRA grant for the Foster's Removal Project. We have a representative from SIDC, Rex. Would you like to speak?
Sure. Good evening. I'm Rex Knight with Southern Indiana Development Commission, and basically what I'm here for tonight is to present the contract for administrative services for this is for the grant award. It was recently awarded to the City of Washington for the wastewater project. It's out to a wastewater treatment plant for the $700,000. Basically, our contract is to do that administration of that grant for you, and it amounts to a total of $66,000. $56,000 of that is for the admin itself, $5,000 is for the environmental review, and $5,000 is for labor standards. And those are all requirements for being able to administrate this grant. So that's what we're presenting and asking for an approval tonight.
Okay, very good. You got any questions for Rex?
It looks like what they've done before in the past.
Mm-hmm. It's just something we have to do. This is my first time I've had a chance to look at one of these, but just things that we have to do for the grant.
I move we approve.
Got a motion. Motion to approve by Councilman Dahl, second by Councilman Lady Ash, and then all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Do you need both copies back when you can sign?
Yes, I'll need okay. Both copies to take back. I can get those after your meeting, and I'll take those back and get them fully endorsed, and then I'll drop them off with Beth. Probably.
Okay.
So, any questions regarding the project at all?
I don't have anything. I believe we're good.
Right.
Thanks, Rex. Appreciate
right, thank
it.
You.
Thanks to SIDC for what they do. Okay, we got open bids received from the demolition and removal of the structure at 303 South State Road 57 in Washington, advertised 2720 and 214 of 20.
The first bid is from Don Gress Construction. We have three, by the way. Okay, this bid does contain a properly executed non-collusion affidavit. We propose to demolish and remove all structures at 303 South State Road 57 for the sum of $6,350. All work to be performed in accordance with the City of Washington demolition specifications. Okay, the second bid is from Velpin Trucking and Disposal. And this bid also contains a properly executed non-collusion affidavit. The following is a bid for the demolition of 303 South State Road 257, Washington, Indiana. Velpin Trucking and Disposal Company, Inc. submits a bid of $11,500. Okay. And the final bid is from Rex Gress and Sons. And it also contains a properly executed non-collusion affidavit. Price for demolition and removal of all structures for the premises known as 303 South State Road 57, Washington 47501. Machine, labor, and dump fees, $6,000. says sales tax 7%, but it doesn't have a dollar amount on that. So the total says $6,000.
Okay. Can we have a motion to accept these bids?
Accept all of the bids?
Huh? Well, we don't have to accept them, do we?
Can we refer them?
Refer them.
Oh.
Or do we want?
I think we refer them to the building commissioner.
Yeah, and you know that all in favor, think we need, you know, hopefully we'll look at them and bring back the next meeting. This is something that I know Mayor Wellman worked on for some time on this project, and the sooner we can get this building, you know, down, we had a hearing on it. We talked to the homeowner, and he was willing for this, so the sooner the better. I'll be really glad to get this off our plate. So if you bring back your recommendation next meeting. Okay, and then we also have discussion approval of bids for financing of the new police cars.
You have in front of you a copy of the bid, which I received from the local financial institutions. They all responded, by the way, which is great. The cars are in. So these are for four Dodge Durangos. If you recall, they're purchasing four from Chrysler and four from Ford. They're coming at different times, so when we're doing the bids, the finances, two different bids. On the bid sheet, it shows that actually the cheapest and better rate that we got was from First Federal. Total cost of it, $136,017.55, which is interest of $7,352.55. I would recommend that we accept that as the bid. The rest of them are listed. As you see, they go, next one in line is Springs Valley at 2.628. Old National was 2.885. First Savings Bank, which is formerly the Odin Bank, 3.29. German American, 3.31. And Home Building at 3.50.
I move reward to First Federal.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. You also have in front of you a letter.
Yeah.
They wanted a letter signed by the board in authorizing me as the clerk treasurer to sign the loan documents, which they are supposed to have ready for me by Wednesday. So, get the cars, get the loan documents signed, and get everything.
Did you say there's four?
Yes. Four.
Two of them coming from Ford?
No, four coming from Chrysler, and then be four more later coming from Ford.
That won't be Dodge Durangos?
No, they'll be Ford, yeah, Explorers.
Good.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, four and four. Okay. Yeah, this will allow them to get this stuff signed and get their cars picked up because they got a lot of equipment stuff they want to get installed on these vehicles. Make sure we.
So we trading in old cars?
Yeah,
we have seven of the Fords. We have seven of the Ford Crown Vics left.
The old ones.
So they'll all be gone. They're all, one's a 2006, the rest are 2009s. Mm-hmm. They'll all be out.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Discussion approval of the city water emergency contingency plan. We had that you have in front of us. This is they're getting a document, I believe. Charlie, do you want to say a few words about this?
Yeah, we're required annually to update that and IDM standards. So basically, this is just updated names, addresses of the critical users, of course, the new mayor, and different restaurants get added to it as they go, as they come and go. So just an updated version of it.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept this plan?
I move it.
I'll second that. A motion by Councilman Dahl and second by myself. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That's all right. That's our IT manager right there. Okay, we got a discussion and approval of salary position change in the police department.
That was not my song either. I don't know what
you're Yeah, I think you need to need to work on that a little bit.
All right, it's a request from Todd Church of the Police Department. I request the following salary changes. Derek Devine from Captain Third Shift, salary $24.71 per hour, to Captain First Shift, $24.21 per hour. Brandon Humphreys from Sergeant Third Shift, $23 per hour, to Captain Third Shift at $24.71 per hour. And Matt Stanley from Patrolman Third Shift at $22.49 per hour, to Sergeant on Third Shift at $23 per hour. With these changes to be effective March 7th of 2020.
Todd, you got anything you'd like to say?
Just the changes with Tim retiring. Yeah. So his official last day is March 1st, so yep. We get everybody moved into their new positions and get everybody going.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, something just kind of like, say, get the structure. Can I have a motion to approve these salary position changes?
I'll move we accept them.
Need a
second.
Moves it. David seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, do we have anything else from the audience for the Board of Works? Mm-hmm. See none, hear none. David, you have anything else?
I have nothing else.
Nita?
No.
Beth, you good? I don't have anything. Tim, you don't have anything else? Okay, I call this meeting adjourned. I think...